listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. 25 red dwarf honeybee colonies have been detected and destroyed on the Burrup Peninsula. The invasive pest poses a threat to local flora and fauna. DPIRD's David Cousins says they're using drones for the first time to try and eradicate them.
Really isolated to only a small section of the Burrup Peninsula itself. While the quarantine area is for the whole peninsula, it is quite restricted and we're looking to eradicate it. It could become more widespread if it was left unmanaged.
Amy Reeves has just missed out on being named the next Australian Idol, the Broom singer finishing runner-up in last night's results announcement, New South Wales talent Dylan Wright taking home the title. Israel has cancelled an upcoming visit to the White House in response to the US abstaining from a UN Security Council resolution that calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
14 votes in favour, 0 vote against, 1 abstention.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has described America's move as a clear retreat from its previous position. He claims the decision will force his country to accept a ceasefire without the further release of hostages. And we're tipped to spend big this Easter. New research from Finder showing the average Aussie plans to spend more than a grand on chocolate, food, dining out and travel across the long weekend. In sport, new champions have been crowned in the West Pilbara Cricket Association. In the women's T20, Pegs Creek claimed the title, making 2 for 147 against the Dampier Taverners. And for the men's B grade, it was Dampier who beat Pegs Creek. And almost 140 men came together on the weekend to walk 25 kilometres and raise vital funds and awareness for men's mental health. The Broome Chamber's Vice President organising the Walk for a Bloke event on Sunday, walking for a worthy cause. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.